This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the new one from DMX. And speaking of DMX, he joins us this hour on the Z Morning Zoo. And thanks for hanging out with us, man. We appreciate you taking your time with us.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about the acting thing, man. You've done a lot of different movies. It seems like the roles that you play, though, are strictly cut out for you, like tailor-made for you. I mean, Cradle to the Grave and Romeo Must Die and stuff like that. Can you stretch? I mean, if a director were to come up to you and say, we don't want you to play that, because the roles you play.
Those are the movies that were offered to me.
Yeah.
You know, not the movies that I came up with.
Right.
You know?
But let me say hypothetically, director says, we want you to play like, you know, this guy, he's down his luck, he's a nerd, he's a loser, he never gets any chicks. I think, could you do it? If the money's there, you can do it.
It would be hard. I'd have to research.
It'd be a stretch.
Let me really put you on the spot here. Let me put you on.
I'm not going to play a gay guy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Some producer comes and says, there's $29 million to play a gay cowboy. It ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It just ain't happening. So can you do different? I mean, you know, the cats that you play.
I am different. I'm a multitude of people that have, like, several different personalities. So, yeah, you know, I would love to play someone different, to be given an opportunity, but the narrow mind of the movie industry, you know what I'm saying, says, you know what, he looks good like that, he's hot like that, let's keep him like that, let's do him like that, let's give him these roles, you know.
Do you worry about that?
So, perfectly. Really, because I have my own film company.
Yeah.
Yeah, my last movie, Never Die Alone, well, not my last movie, but the movie before my last one was Never Die Alone, which, you know, I picked.
Right.
You know, it was under my film company.
Right.
I'm looking forward to doing more.
I know. I've seen on the internet you got a couple other projects coming up, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of cool that you did the movie thing on your own, and they're doing the new album. The new album is called The Year of the Dog.
Again.
And a lot of people were waiting for that Here We Go Again. Yeah. And now what are we going to expect this new album? Is this going to be like reproduced versions of what was supposed to be on the album? Are the real DMX fans going to see the light of day, those tracks that we needed to see?
I'm sure I was going to see the light of day because the music is mine.
Yeah.
Music is mine, and it was made, you know, for the fans, so they're going to see the music. You know, I just don't want anything associated with Def Jam. The title, you know, I didn't get any beats from Def Jam.
Right.
You know.
And I imagine we're going to have another chapter of the prayer on this new album as well.
And a conversation with the Lord.
Of course. DMX is in the studio with us this morning. Can you hang? We got one more break with you. We're gonna do something different with you this morning. We're going to nominate you President of the United States.
Okay, that's
for the next break, and we're having a little press conference. Trish is going to ask you some questions. All you got to do is assume you're the president, so get in presidential mode. Okay. We'll hit a break, and we'll be back with DMX next.